Now for some metal news.
Did you see Vince Neil and Nicolas Cage in like a little brawl?
Stop this shit now! Give me my rent! Give me my rent!
Like if he owed him money for something, you would say, give me my money.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, what?
That's what's funny.
It's so specific. What would
rent? It's not even give me my money, give me my rent! So Nicolas Cage is like renting something out to Vince Neil. Vince Neil's like, I ain't got your money tonight.
Right.
I may have it next week. Is that cool?
Give me my rent.
Ah, dude, but I just need a little more time.
I'm a little low on cash.
I'm a little low on cash. I haven't been working in a while. Is it cool if I just hold off a mail bit?
My rent.
Why you gotta be that way? Nicholas, you understand? We retired. There's no more Motley Crue.
My rent.
Haven't been on Motley Crue's in a couple of months.
Dude, tell him we're gonna be doing a cruise real soon. It's really cool.
My rent.
Oh, dude, don't be that way.
Cut him a little slack.
Give a guy a break.
Hey, Nick, I love you in Treasure Movie, but Vince could get...
Treasure Movie!
Oh, come on, man.
At the end of the day, the big question is...
What is the rent for?
What is the rent for? And how much does Vince Neil owe? That is our new metal news investigation.
Hey, this week on the Metal and Me podcast, we have a short one for you. We have from the band The Scorpions, Rudolf Schenka.
Still all in y'all.
Enjoy.
Hello, Mr. Schenker. It is Jim Brewer.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, great that we made it.
I've been listening to you since I was a little boy, so it's phenomenal knowing I grew up and you were one of my all-time favorites, and that you're going back out there again, because although a tremendous fan, especially... When I was a teenager in the 80s and then the 90s and trying to, I think I missed every single time you came around to my Long Island home. However, I have.
Fantastic.
I have all the live dates. Actually, I have to say I saw you in Wacken. So I take that back. I saw you at Wacken Open Air Festival, which was.
Which one? 2006 or 2012?
2012.
12. Too bad. Six was even better because there were also my brother in the. And Uli John Ross, and Herman was there and stuff.
Oh, wow. I didn't know your brother was in that either. Well, hey, we pick and choose our times. So you're going back out on tour?
I tell you one thing. The situation is actually, when we started the farewell tour, we meant it seriously, and... But then the situation was that we started the tour, the farewell tour, and we had so many people. It was so much sold out all over the world. And what surprised us mostly was that we had a new generation on Facebook, around 6-7 million. 80% of this 6-7 millions at this time were between... the priority of 80% between 16 and 28 years old. I mean, a complete new generation. We found out that these people, they became fans because they are first of all sick of all this computer stuff. And then they saw us on YouTube and they said, oh, I want to go to this band because I like the music and I like the band. because there's something happening on stage and sounds very, let's say, young. Because Thing in the Tail, which was produced from our two Swedish producers, was somehow Scorpions back to back to the roots, but with a twist of today. And I think that was the trick, and that was the situation to bring the music to the young generation. So, and then when we finished the farewell tour in the end of December 2012, we started to think about to go and have a vacation for the next half year. But then in January 2013, MTV Unplugged called us and said, hey guys, we want to have you on our format, MTV Unplugged. And we always wanted to play, especially in the 80s, that came to us and said, hey guys, we want to have you. But then we were booked already all over the world. So in this case, this was the best chance for us to say, yeah, great. We have a great producer team. And we told them, we do this MTV Unplugged, but only when we, instead of a small studio and in front of 250 people, we want to do it in Essence, in the amphitheater, on top of Essence, the highest mountain there, and in front of 3,500 people. And they said yes. So in this case, we start the production, we worked on it, but also we promised our fans that we do a bonus track album after that. By looking for some a bonus track, that means old stuff from the late 70s and 80s, songs were the leftovers, which couldn't make it on the album. So, and I was looking for a few songs, which I thought I had then in my office somewhere. But instead of the songs, I found this book my mother did when I started the band in 1965. Because my father gave me money for buying equipment, and my mother said, you know, you have to appreciate it more by paying it back. So I said, all right. So in this case, she was starting a book. Half money went on each concert, went to our pocket, the other half to my father. So in this case, the book started in end of September 1965. And I found this book. I was going to my friends and to our manager and said, look, guys, what I found. And of course, our manager immediately said, hey, guys, you have to celebrate this 50 years because there are not a lot of bands who can celebrate that. The only bands we know, or I know, is the Stones. The Who, Beach Boys, and Pink Floyd. Now,
that's
so
right.
This year,
that's right. That's
so in this case, we said he called the promoters around the world, and everybody was very happy to present the Scorpions on the 50th anniversary tour. So, and that's the reason why we started the anniversary tour in China last year in May. 1st of May, we played in China. And we played all over the world. And now there's a second leg of the 50th anniversary tour. And we're coming and we're very happy to come back to the United States.
Well, I tell you this, Rudolph. I'm only 48. And the fact that you've been around more than 50 years, I can't wait to come see you in Las Vegas. I'm going to try to catch you in Las Vegas. I think you're one of the greatest bands that's ever performed live. You guys are tremendous. Everything that you put out for years and years and years, I think you as a guitarist, all you guys, Klaus, the entire band, I'm very excited you're coming back out. And I don't want you guys ever to disappear. And just like you said, The Who, The Stones, Pink Floyd, that's the only bands that can say we've been doing it for 50 years. So
exactly. Exactly. And I tell you one thing, what forced us again to change our mind is that especially the young kids also, not the old, of course, but especially young kids, you know, it's something like that.
Well,
as you can see, Lemmy now, he died.
That's right.
So AC/DC.
That's right.
You know, do you see how the people dying, and one of the most important parts in music, of the new music side, rock music, which really comes from the ground,
that's
and
right,
is so strong, it has to, like the blues, has that's to right, stay alive.
That's
and
right.
That's very important.
Well, that's right. And I think people are discovering, too, there's a backlash with what's coming out now. And there's a backlash of what they've been listening to the last decade. And they're starting to realize, they're starting to realize the Godfathers and the creators. And you are one of the creators. You guys are one of the great creators of hard rock, of metal, of classic rock. And that's the power of social media. Social media has created bands like the Scorpions that will live forever, and people will constantly find you, and they'll be reborn to the music of the Scorpions. I'm very excited for you, man, and I'm glad I can't wait to see you on tour, and I really thank you for your time, Mr. Rudolf Schenker. All
no problem. When is the time you're coming to Las Vegas? Which concert do you want to go?
I'm going to figure out which exactly. I know you're there for like 4 dates. And I'll tell you this. I know I'm a comedian, but I also have a rock album that was just mentioned in Rolling Stone. And one of the songs, I mention 15 of my all-time favorite bands, and the Scorpions are one of them. It's called Old School. And I hope you get to hear it one day, and it'll come out, I think, in the end of May. And that is, I put Scorpions right up there with all my other great bands. So I've been a fan for a long time. I will hunt you down and see if I can get one of those Las Vegas shows. I want to fly to Las Vegas so I can see that show and see you guys live
again.
Yeah,
and please come backstage. Ask for Alex. That's our second tour manager. Ask for Alex.
Of course.
And he will let you in. Okay, that we have a drink together. Okay?
Sounds good. You like red wine? You like booze? What do you like drinking?
No, we take a great German beer, because I have always German beer with me. But I like also the West Coast beer from Portland, around Portland. They have very good beer.
All right, I'll find you some good beer. Rudolf Schenker, it's a pleasure. All the best on the new tour and the Scorpions.
Thank you very much.
Long
Thank
live
you.
Scorpions.
See you in Las Vegas.
Take care,
all right,
buddy. Bye.
Yep, bye.
Oh my God, how great was he? We will have a beer. We will have great beer, and you look for Alex. You look for Alex. You know, it'd be funny if there's like 20 Jim Brewers calling them right now. Like,
God.
Hey, Alex.
Jim
look
Brewer.
For Alex Jim Brewer. And then I show up. He's like, there's been 14 of you. We should try to go see him in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I can get us a room in Vegas, and we go see. I'd love to see the Scorpions.
So would I. I didn't see them when we were at Vakken. I didn't see that their concert.
I fibbed a little. I didn't go see him. You know who did? Artie.
Yeah.
Artie Cheese went to go check them out.
Yeah.
It was pouring rain.
Right.
And it was like an hour and a half drive. Our set was already done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so into the Scorpion.
So
Do you
I.
realize I ordered... This was a defining moment. I was doing stand-up comedy at a rock club, and I also was trying to put together a metal band.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to dress not like Rudolf, but Matthias.
Matthias. Yeah.
And I ordered the leopard.
He had like yellow and it was like yellow and black stripes or something.
Well, I feel like Rudolf had that.
Oh, maybe it was.
Someone had the leopard skin pants,
uh-huh.
And I want to say that was Matthias.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was definitely Matthias, because the chicks loved Matthias. I watched Worldwide Live. I have it on video.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I got the pants, my father saw me in the pants. And they kind
of
look like...
Right out of the war, he comes and sees you. He's like, my son. Yeah. This is what my son became.
Right, this is what my son became. And I'm wearing...
Dad, check out my new clothes.
And I was so hopped up to show him, and he went, Jesus Christ. That's all I remember him saying. And I just looked ridiculous in them. It made no sense me wearing these things. It looked goofy. And because of those pants were one of the things why I was deterred from going to, from pursuing it that hard.
Uh-huh.
So it took me that long. Wow, 50 years. The Scorpions have been around for half a century.
Yeah.
That's psychotic.
I think like night. So when the Beatles are playing... They started the Scorpions.
They started while the Beatles were playing.
That's crazy.
That's psychotic.
And they played for like another like 7 years. And then I guess they got a little further. And then it was another 7 years after that till like I heard of them.
Well, the big, I think because for me and you, Mike, when we were growing up, MTV.
Yeah.
You remember the Still Loving You.
Or I remember No One Like You. That
No One
video.
Like You. Yeah. And No One Like You was the first one. Mm-hmm. No One Like You with the forks.
I had that on, the cassette of that. I must have been 6 years old. Had that cassette. I would go to my grandmother's. My mother would go to teach and I would go, when no one was home, I would stay at my grandmother's. She had an organ. I remember putting No One Like You on, finding the notes on the piano and just going, I would learn like some little guitar solo on the piano. And I must have just played it for hours. I would just rewind that tape, and it was like, you know, it was like 20 notes.
Right.
And I would just play it and just be like, it's what taught me that I could hear something and figure out how to do it is No One Like You from Scorpions.
Do you realize? I just remembered this. This is crazy. When I was trying to become a singer, a metal singer, the first song I tried to sing with the singer, with the teacher, was There's No One Like You.
The hard one, too.
I couldn't do it for nothing. Hard. I could not pull it off. And I was taking voice lessons, and that was the first song I wanted to pull off.
It's an amazing song, too. And he's an amazing singer.
Even Still Loving You.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Great. All of those. That whole Blackout album, I remember, they like rocked on the Blackout album.
Oh, my gosh. They tore it to pieces. Yeah. Those guys were, I do really want to, I wasn't in huge love with them as I got older.
Right.
But Scorpions, hey, they're mentioned in Old School.
Mm-hmm.
When the song Old School comes out, I make reference to Priest, Maiden, Ozzy, Sabbath, Scorpions, Motley Crue, Van Halen, except AC/DC. I think that's... I take a little jab at Nirvana.
And Megadeth.
Megadeth and Twisted Sister.
There's no Metallica mention, is there?
Yes, there's Metallica.
There is?
Yes, Ride the Lightning.
Oh, right. There's a couple Ozzy mentions.
Well, there's two Ozzys and a Sabbath, and there's a couple of AC/DC ones.
Oh, right.
Right.
Know what people are going to do with that song is go through it and try and... Who can name... All the references he's making, you know,
well,
like a new kids. They're going to be like, it's going to be cool if they could figure out.
Right. Well, that was cool.
Balls to the Wall will be the most obscure one, I think.
That's going to be very obscure.
Yeah.
Balls to the Wall, except.
And you do. I Want to Rock, Twisted Sister.
I Want to Rock, that's Twisted Sister. Mm-hmm. And I love Twisted Sister up until then.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that Stay Hungry album I love.
Love Stay Hungry. Yep.
It's great.
Love Stay Hungry.
And they had one before that. The one before that was, they had a single before that. Spacing it now.
The movie Jackass used one of my favorite songs. The boys are, it almost sounded like Megadeth-y. The kids are back. The kids are back.
Is it from that album? Or no?
Maybe it's from Stay Hungry.
Stay Hungry. They have one Under the Blade. Under the Blade? Was that them?
Possibly. This song kicks ass. Here, ready? Hold on. Here, this one. Check this out. You remember this one? Everybody dance! Oh, God.
Oh, I love this one.
So aggravating. Yeah, no, people forget, like, yeah, she had the I Want to Rock, but this is when I fell in love with, he's SMF, and on Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
What was this? What is this? Yeah! Yeah! This
a great Twisted Sister.
We walk the streets.
Yeah.
We tie it on our heads.
It's very Megadeth.
We got the lion in our heart.
Wow, that doesn't sound like him right now.
No.
When I'm looking for trouble.
He's good.
Dude.
Just miles of fun.
People forget. Dee Snider has a powerhouse vocals. Listen to that.
I know this, yeah.
He's got a powerhouse vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So, the other one is that you can't stop rock and roll. Remember
you
that
can't
one?
Stop rock and roll.
That's great.
Birthday, and my father said I can have
the
anything
Pee-wee
I want.
In the beginning.
Good
Pee-wee.
For you and your father.
So guess what I want? A new brain.
Do you think the new generation now knows about Pee-wee Herman?
No. I don't even think they think it's funny.
Do you realize I must have watched that movie 40 times and laughed my ass off.
I didn't get it.
What?
I just, like, I would see people watch it, I'd just be like...
Did you ever see the movie? You didn't like the movie?
I don't remember. I just think I didn't care.
Dude, I was 18 watching this.
What this, is this one?
You're gonna burn in hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got Pee-wee Herman. You're gonna burn in hell. Yeah, man, that Twisted Sister had a great run.
Here's the one I meant. And the video is great. Look at this.
Yeah, that's when I loved.
Yeah,
I liked
him
before the makeup. Yep. I loved Twisted Sister. Look at him. He's a badass. He's rock and roll. He's a badass. Dee Snider.
I think someone's head blows up in this.
Yes,
video.
It does. Great video. Oh, wow. All right, so there you go. All right, well, that was cool. Rudolph Schenker and Scorpions. And if I go, I'm going to ask for Alex. And we have German beer and the West Coast from Portland. If anyone wants to go backstage Scorpions, make sure you say Jim Brewer and you're asking for Alex.
Any night you're in.